You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Eusebius Makaiza
on 702
for the curious.
15 minutes left to go in the show. We obviously need a minimum hour longer to do justice to the incredible legacy of Ladysmith Black Mambazo founder Joseph Shabalala, 78, who has died on this Tuesday morning in terms of the gift of Joseph and of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. But for the moment, to check in on the significance of this, I've asked my good friend Percy Mabandu to join me for a few minutes on the show as we near the end of today's edition of the show. Percy, of course, one of the country's most beautiful essayists, music journalists, and art historians. Percy, good morning to you. How's it?
Good morning, Sirius. Yeah, weird way to come into the morning. My phone was off all morning, and I just switched it on at around 11 o'clock because I was reading and doing all sorts of research, and then this news hit me hard. And so as you're discovering it, I'm also trying to make sense of what this all means.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's speak into that moment, into that initial feeling. For me, what comes up, and then you can tell me the same for you, is Ladysmith Black Mambazo and Joseph's work in particular as the founder is really fascinating because it is at once deeply authentic South African music and at the same time a sound that's international. And for a country and a region that is often very shy about exporting an authentic sound as opposed to mimicking what happens elsewhere in the world.
Yeah. Look, I mean, for the most part, for you and I and our generation, Eusebius, you know, people who gain language in the 80s, you know, who discover South Africa in the 80s, so that everything that exists before exists theoretically. You know, Ladysmith Black Mambazo is at the heart of that.
Yes.
You remember that song, yes. Homeless?
Yes.
and that album, Graceland, by Paul Simon.
In 1986,
Exactly. For you and I, when the first thing that comes to mind, at least, you know, I'm offering here, about, you know, Ladysmith Black Mambazo is Homeless and the success of that album. So we come into the world just as Joseph Shabalala, if you will, defies the cultural boycott, grabs us as a nation by the scruff of our neck and introduces us to the world so that we discover the world as South Africans through, you know, the talent and the work of Joseph Shabalala. And to do that, he had to have been properly, you know, rooted in, as you say, an authentic South African sound that is rooted in working class culture, in rural culture, and a particular interesting culture in South Africa, which is related to mining labor, because Iskatamiya and the competitions that measured it were, for the most part, an activity performed by mine workers and migrant workers. So within the DNA of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, you have a very complex story of what is the thing that we call South Africa.
That is so spot on. And I think you and I probably must commit to doing this properly over an hour because we've got to unravel this thing, Percy. I mean, in the early days, early 60s, for example, with other relatives, Joseph starts the group, starts singing together round about the mid-60s in his dreams. He comes up with sounds appear to him in his dream. And from there, it evolves into the familiar harmonies, the perfect harmonies between the individual singers. That was the first transition. Then there's so many other parts to the evolution between then and all the way into the 21st century. For example, when he becomes Christian and deeply committed to it late in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And suddenly the music also has an intersection with Christianity and other kind of more worldly sounds, which enabled the collaboration later to happen with Paul Simon by the time we get to the 80s. Cut a long story short, like so many great bands and individual musicians, this is a sound that quite literally archives cultural history.
And the movement of our people, as it were, you know. What was very interesting is that when we talk about modernity and music and identity in South Africa, you know, jazz music and so on tends to have a kind of unfair credit in how we think about modernity here. But choral music, you know, it's very much what shapes us, you know, into a modern people, at least in this part of the world. Our national anthem is written by a chorister. you know, if you understand the influence of mission schools, the influence of the church, you know, and it's the, and within the musical repertoire of Joseph Shabalala, it's not only the church in the sense of Methodist, AMI, and so on, but also the so-called black church here, the Zionist, you know, church.
That's
becomes
right.
Very much, you know, a part of it. And that influences ideas about harmony, you know, about rhythm, and that convergence of the diatonic scale in the West, in the Western sense, and also our pentatonic approach to music is very much in there. And I think this is the kind of alchemy that makes Lady Smith Black Mambazo a unique creature musically in the world, because it converges all of these ideas.
I think that's absolutely true. What is also interesting is how well the sound traveled in a minute or two that we have left. Just speak to that. I mean, these guys have won Grammy Awards like no man's business. Incredible, incredible commercial success, but also international recognition. And it takes me back to my opening comment. We are often inappropriately self-deprecating about the possibility that an authentic South African story and sound and look and feel and identity can resonate elsewhere.
Yeah. So last year when they won for Best World Music Album for the Shaka Zulu Revisited album on the 30th anniversary of that celebration, they had actually won. They were winning a Grammy Award for the fifth time. Five, right? Having won it, of course, for the first time for Best Original Folk Recording for Shaka Zulu, the original album in Grammy in 1988. And I was trying to count how many times they've been nominated for Grammys and Academy Awards, the Oscars. You know, I just get lost in the numbers. But, you know, it's a great deal. So these are not like this is not like a band that had, you know, a great album and then got recognized or got lucky with a particular project that managed to travel. They were consistently winning, you know. And the topic of the music, you know, one of the quickiest memory that popped into my mind is a collaboration with Dolly Parton.
You steal the words out of my mouth here. And in fact, we're gonna part on that note, because that's the track I want to play. Tomorrow we're doing a full ode to Dolly Parton, her music, her person, and her feminism. And we're gonna do that with Vashna Jagannath. But I love Knocking on Heaven's Door. There are many versions of this song, Percy, that I myself love. Bob Dylan's one I absolutely love. I'm not a great fan of Guns N' Roses, but their version I completely love. And then there is this collaboration that we'll play right now. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. God bless Joseph Shabalala.
And here it is, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, in collaboration with Dolly Parton, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Shoot them anymore.
That
long black cloud.